Joe Biden endorses Barbie pouch transgender activist. By Neil Monroe on October 24, 2022. President Joe Biden has endorsed a transgender activist who describes women's vaginas as merely a Barbie pouch. "I feel very, very strongly that you should have every single solitary right, including the use of your gender identity, in bathrooms in the public," Biden told transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney during a Sunday evening campaign event in the White House. "It is extremely insulting for Mulvaney to be claiming to be a woman," responded Anna Slatz, a founder of Redux. "Everything Mulvaney does is a parody of womanhood because he has no ability to understand what it is to actually be a woman," Slatz told Breitbart News. Biden's endorsement of Mulvaney is further driving home just how much Biden officials don't care about women except for when they need us to vote for their candidates. Mulvaney is appropriating the cultural features of female life as he charts his day-by-day adoption of a female identity in brief videos. In the process, Mulvaney, an actor who formerly described himself as a gay man, is stereotyping women in a demeaning, sexualized, and submissive fashion. For example, he derides women's vaginas as mere Barbie pouches. In July, Tyla.com reported. In a later clip, Dylan explained, "I would consider myself right now hyperfeminine. Like, I feel like a bimbo. I feel like a Barbie doll sometimes, and I think right now that's what I need to do for my inner child because I never got to wear the pretty dresses. I never got to put on the makeup. And so now, it's almost as if I'm like reliving my younger self. I get to wear pink. I get to go all out. And so right now this girl that I am, this woman that I am, is so feminine." Mulvaney's reference to bimbo echoes the sissy subculture of transgender men who claim to be women because they are sexually submissive. Many prominent transgender advocates are part of the heterosexual and domineering autogenophile subculture of transgender personalities. The movement is pressuring unhappy young women and gay teenagers to escape from their unhappiness by adopting an opposite sex appearance. Mulvaney's elevation by the White House reveals fissures in the progressive coalition, Slatz said. "Here's the thing, Dylan Mulvaney is a gay man whose understanding of womanhood appears to be based purely around sexual receptivity. Women are fucked, and therefore in his mind, oh, that means I'm a woman. Women are on the receiving end of dick, and I want to be on the receiving end of dick. Therefore I am a woman." This understanding of female identity as based on sexual receptivity has a long history, she said. "This is what his understanding of womanhood is. This is how he's made his determination of his identity. So even more than his nail polish and his skirts and his hair and his lipstick and all of these other little accoutrements he likes to wear to help lay claim to woman, he identifies with womanhood because of his sexual position. That to me is the most insulting thing of all. It's worth reckoning with, this reductionist understanding of womanhood that presently exists in some corners of the gay community," she added. Hostility by transgender men towards women is commonplace. In his Sunday sit-down with Mulvaney, Biden dismissed the public's opposition to the transgender ideology. "People fear what they don't know," Biden told Mulvaney. "They fear what they don't know. And when people realize, individuals realize, oh, this is what they're telling me to be frightened of. This is the problem? I mean, people change their minds. People just don't know enough to know. And it's not because of intellectual incapability, it's just lack of exposure. I think that it's really important that we continue to speak out about the basic fundamental rights of all human beings and the idea that what is going on in some states, it's outrageous, and I think it's immoral. The trans part is not immoral. What they're trying to do to trans persons is immoral. But an expanding majority of women and men, including many lesbians and gays, oppose this transgender agenda with comedy, political criticism, and medical expertise. I'll say that gender ideology has resulted in some very interesting alliances and cooperation between groups that you probably would never think would be caught dead on the same stage," said Slatz. "You see feminists and gender-critical leftists that are taking up arms with Republicans and more right-leaning people because they recognize that gender ideology is a fundamentally harmful thing. It's bad for children. It's bad for women. It's bad for lesbians. It's bad for many groups."